this morning. I'm glad that he saved me, and most of all that he changed me. If you don't know me, let me tell you a little bit about me. I once wore the chains of depression. And at one point in time, I wore the chains of addiction. I wore the chains of hatred. I wore all the chains of sin. And I was so unhappy. So miserable. And I just had enough with life. But then something amazing happened. Something started speaking to my heart.
Yes.
And I answered the call. Amen. I finally gave up on me trying to make it right. Yes. My way. And I finally just went and did it God's way. And let me tell you, every chain that ever bound me before, anything that I was ever bound to before, addictions, hatred, all those bitter things were lifted from me. And that which you see today is changed.
Yes.
Now I know I'm young. And I know that the Lord's coming may not be right now in this moment. It may be, we don't know. And I know you think I have a long way to go. And I may have a long way to go. But let me tell you, just as much as you're looking forward to it, this morning I'm looking forward to go. I'm so glad that this is not the end. That this is not what I have to carry. When my life is over, all the things that I've done here and all my failures that I've been counted for are going to stay here. And when I go to that wonderful place, that I don't take that with me. I'm telling you, there's nothing more that brings me joy than to know that he's with me in every moment of my life. And no matter where I'm at, no matter where I go, he is with me. No matter where I may be in my life, no matter how rough things get, he is with me. And let me tell you, I'd rather have Jesus than anything else in this world. Because I put my hand in just about anything I could and it failed me. But glory be to the Lamb of God. When I got a hold of him in his hand, he's not let me go. He said that he'd never leave me or forsake me. And I take him at his word. And every day I'm tested that to say, Lord, are you with me today? And just every time that I call upon him, he's with me every day. And I just have to praise him for that. I'm looking forward to going. I'm looking forward to seeing my King. I'm ready to lay down these saints in this flesh to go. Are we ready to go this morning is the question. Are we truly ready? Is salvation in order in our lives? That is the most important thing. You might look at me and say, well, you're dressed nice today. I very well may be. Well, you have a good job. I may have that. I may have everything that would require me by the world standards to be happy. But we are not of the world this morning, are we? We were changed. We were separated. He changed me and worked things for my good. And I'm telling you, but most of all, salvation has to be in there.
Amen.
I thank God for what he's done for me.
Amen.
Do you not understand? I was once lost and he saved me.
Bless you.
I was once a drug addict and he changed me. He worked things for my good, for Jared's good. And he can do the same for anybody that's under the sound of my voice. His hand is not short that he cannot reach out and change your life all the same. I pray we not take this opportunity for granted. I pray that if there's somebody here in need this morning, that you find the altar and you find it quickly. For time is of the essence and we have no promise of how tomorrow's going to go. And I just thank God I'm here. I'm going to try to sing. I'm just going to offer myself to God. And that's all we can do this morning. I'm so glad to see all of you here, but I'm glad that God is with us right now. Can you feel that this morning? Do you feel that sweet presence of God right now in your heart? If you don't, I pray you check up. Take inventory of your heart and let God.